So we spoke about Tikkun HaKlali. Tikkun HaKlali is Tikkun HaBrit.
Rabbi Shalom.
So Rabbeinu says that if you say Tikkun HaKlali, you said Tikkun HaKlali already since we gave it to you. The Tikkun HaKlali.
Are you talking about this?
No, Tikkun HaKlali is 10 Psalms of Tehillim that Rabbeinu revealed. That you need to, it's good to say them all the time. And especially to go to Uman, give it, put up a tzedakah and say them.
If no one has them yet.
So no, doesn't have them yet. So I'll tell them right now which ones are they. You can write it down.
Okay.
16 Tehillim 16, Tehillim Lamed Bet 32, 41, 42, 59, 77, 90, 105, 137, and 150. In this order, Davka.
This little book is available downstairs.
Yes, you can just buy it. It costs a shekel and a half, or 3 shekels or something. So now we're going to say over here about Tikkun HaKlali, what Rabbeinu brings down to Kitei Moran. Tikkun LeMikrei Laila. Sometimes a person has emissions in the middle. Can a lot of times, and usually it's from because we're sick in the head. Because we saw too many things during the day. Okay? And Rabbeinu says that you could say, take a bit of Tehillim, go to the mikveh, say, take a bit of Tehillim, and the power of saying that has the power to fix that. Okay? In short. So I'm not going to read all the Kitei Moran that he brings here. Again, so Rabbeinu said that obviously he's not talking about if someone he was wearing very warm clothing and he was laying in a certain way, so obviously that's nothing. It's like some baby even just making in his bed. Talking about someone who had the machshavot. He didn't watch his eyes, didn't guard his eyes, didn't watch his brain with thoughts. Okay. Rabbeinu said that many tzaddikim tried to bring these 10 psalms down to the world to reveal that these are the 10, and they weren't able to. They died in the middle, they passed away. But I had the zchut to bring it down, Rabbeinu said. And yeah. Even however you say it however you can, is also good. And also, Rabbeinu took two witnesses. In front of them, he said that he promises whoever is going to say this, whoever comes to my tzion and says this on my tzion, especially, give a puta tzedakah, I'll go to all over wherever I can and get him out of Gehenna, wherever, even if he goes to the lowest places. And he said that it's a new chidush that wasn't in the world before. By the way, it's very interesting. Next week, after Vayechi, we're starting Shovavim. Shovavim is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Usually 6 weeks, sometimes more, sometimes 8. Usually 6 very special weeks. Shovavim is the Arisin in Shovav. Nari boy is a Shovav. Yeah, so it says in the pasuk, return, shuv ani shovavim. Okay, return. What is shovavim? Shovavim stands for the 6 parshiot that we learn in the Torah in during these 6 weeks of Yitziat Mitzrayim, which is Shmot, Vaera, Bo, Veshalach, Yitro, and Mishpatim. These 6. During this 6 weeks. It's a special time for Tikkun HaBrit more than all the year. And it's starting from Sunday. From Motzei Shabbat it's starting. Okay? From this Motzei Shabbat, it starts. For 6 weeks. So, those are the most special days to work on Tikkun HaBrit. More than any other day. All the other days of the year. Every day is special. Every day is special. Of course. Every day is a new day. It never was, never will be. Fresh, new. But especially these days, they have more power from Shamayim, more Siyata Dishmai will have from Hashem to work on Tikkun HaBrit. Right? And that's it. Yeah. Why is that? Why Dafka these weeks? Because the reason why Am Yisrael had to go down the Chatzar Exile, one of the reasons is to certify all the Nitzotzot of Kedusha, the sparks of holiness that fell from the sins of Adam, from the sin of Adam Arishon, and from Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, and the generation of Dor HaPalaga, in English. Okay.
Because all the sparks of the traditions and their fell
down
into Egypt.
And that's why they also were in Egypt. We are each one in his own Egypt. A lot have the custom to say more to him in these days. To learn more Musa, to look in your deeds, what do you need to fix, to fast, some people fast Monday and Thursday, some people do Tani Dibu. Rabbeinu said, I don't know if Rabbeinu said this, Rabbeinu said not to fast other than the fasts which are written in the Shulchan Aruch. Just to remind everyone, Thursday is a fast.
Was it written?
Yes. Thursday is a fast from
morning
to night. When's morning? I think 5:20 or something like that. From 5:20 in the morning until
the fast of Sylvester?
Again, it's because of Sylvester, of course. It's the first of the first, right?
Sylvester?
Yeah, it's not Sylvester the cat. It's Saint Sylvester. It has to do with January 1st.
10,000 of Jews were murdered on that night of the history for Europe.
Ken.
In honor of that
So anyways, it's Asara B'Tevet, just to remind everyone. And Asara B'Tevet, the siege started on the first temple. The siege started. The siege was around for a year and a half until the 17th of Tammuz, when the walls were broken down. And for 3 weeks they were going wild in the city, killing and murdering people with blood. Until we looked at the Mediterranean, it looked red. It was gushing down from Jerusalem towards the Mediterranean. Yeah, the mountains. And until the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. That's how we start the fast. We start fasting on Asara B'Tevet. We start in the morning at 5:20. There's special slichos to say. And afterwards, you fast until after Maariv, until after sun, until after the stars come out.
One of the reasons is because on the 8th of the Tevet, they translated the Torah into Greek.
Greek, right.
Like, what was the problem with that? I mean, now the Torah is in all kinds of languages.
It's a very bad thing.
Why? It's in Russian, it's in Spanish, it's in...
It was dark, because when they did it, it was 3 days of darkness that came down to the world.
Why? Why was this
a bad thing? It's taking something spiritual, making it into a physical thing. You can't translate the stuff. Now, maybe stuff are different, I don't know what, but once it was translated already. It's Kedusha, Talal Kadosh.
But now the Goyim are using it to blame the Jews for everything.
They learn Kabbalah, the Goyim. They learn Kabbalah! I don't want to say her name. She learns Kabbalah. She thinks she learned Kabbalah.
I'm Robertson in Los Angeles.
All these names.
I think they're being investigated by the IRS where they were a few years ago.
I was thinking other names, but whatever. I just know one name. So.
Yeah.
So when she's
like the ninth. She's called
Ezra and Nehemiah passed away.
Right. You can't fast three days straight, huh? So I was out with Tevis, and also that's the day that the Rabbanut HaRashit in this state decided that anyone who doesn't know the death of his relatives during the Second World War, so they should say Kaddish on that day.
Which day?
Asara B'Tevet. It's called Yom HaKaddish HaKlali, the general Kaddish day. If you have relatives
died
in the Shoah, so you could all say
yeah.
If you're Ashkenazi or European or you have family from Europe, for sure you have relatives. European.
Okay.
As I said, European.
Gam Yevan.
European.
You want to call Balkan?
It's Europa. It's Europa.
Adopting everybody's same culture.
Everybody lost relatives.
Yeah.
You might not know that.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So we say some people do tanit and shtika. So Rabbeinu said not to do fast. So what do we do in Chassidei Breslev? The minhag is in Breslev, you hear? From next week, is that once a week we're vegetarian. Once a week, usually Thursday is good to do it, or Friday.
Thursday's pizza night.
So perfect.
Works out.
Unless you have
from morning to night.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's not vegetarian. Vegetarian, I said.
Vegan.
Yeah, pizza. Oh.
Vegan.
Oh, no cheese even?
Nothing from the animals.
Vegan. Complete vegan?
Vegan.
Wow.
One day, one
I mean,
day.
We have no
like grass or something?
Hey, listen, it's no milk in your coffee.
Oh,
huh? You don't drink coffee. No eggs, no fish. Does it once a week?
He's telling us, no, what's
yet
then? So, salads and stuff.
I mean, pasta, bread, salad.
It's 50 shekels.
I don't cook.
It's for your wife, and I'll share soon.
Amen, thank you.
Look at the recipes if you like it, you can pay me.